Obvious Perek Beis Mishnah Yud. Heim Amru Shloisha Dvarim. The Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, that's the Heim, Beloshen Rabbim, said three things that are neged to Derech Eretz. We saw that in the first Mishnah, their Madrega in Kabbalah HaTorah of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, the Hischatshus of Teresh Balpeh in Yavne is described, and then in Mishnah Tes, how those Madregas of each one of these Heilige Tanoim comes down in the form of a Hanhoga Toiv of Midas Toivis. So now they're going to tell us more from their perspective in terms of their Cheretz, Midas, and the like. Rav Laza Oimer, Yichvoit Chavercho Chovev Alecho Kishaloch. Rav Laza says that paramount in a person's Avedis HaMidas is that a person has as much weight in his heart and in his mind for somebody else. It should be chovev alecha, not just you know you have to be careful with midas. It should be chovev alecha kishalok. That a person comes to that madrega where he feels as much a responsibility for somebody else's dignity and emotional well-being as his own. How's one mekayim this? The next of the instructions is a how-to of Kvod Chavercha. V'al tihinech lichois. It's clear that you have to say it with a V'al, that the V'al tihinech lichois is in order to not come to a state of being mezalzel v'kovod ha-chaverim, a person has to be in full control of his emotional being. In order to be able to be completely ibegegeven to Yenner's well-being, he has to be not an oich lichos. If a person is reactive, there's no way that he's going to protect somebody else's COVID. The second instruction is v'shuv yomechad lefnei misosoch. In order for a person to be in an optimal state of avodas Hashem, he has to be in a state of being karev l'tshuva. Now, the obvious question is, nobody knows the day before they die. So how does a person do tshuva the day before he dies? And the Gemara says that they asked Rabbi Elazar, Talmidim, and he said, obviously that means that kol yomecha b'tshuva. B'chol eis yu b'godecha, the Gemara brings, yu b'godecha levonim. Person's clothing should always be white, which is a metaphor. A person should always make sure that he's up to date in his cheshma and nefesh, and he's completely, if there's any stain that got onto his clothing, onto his neshama, he should clean it off. So that's the second instruction. All this l'chayra has to flow from Rebbe Lez's midah. V'amim mischamim keneged uron shel chachomim. A very important instruction in terms of Shleimus HaAdam is not only to be a Mevakish Chochma, but to be warming oneself by the fire of the Chachamim. At the same time, the Koyach of the Chachamim, Torah is Eish. The Chachamim, Tamid Chachamim, Nidme Ke'esh, the Gemara says. So around Tamid Chachamim, one has to be careful as if with fire. The Kovet of Tamid Chachamim, Zihirus of Tamid Chachamim, Zoy Begachaltim Shalai Chachamim, not to be singed. Sheneshichosa Neshichas Shual, doesn't mean obviously the bite physically, but it means the Kpeda of a Talmud Chacham who was treated wrongly, or a Talmud Chacham whose Kovet HaTorah was compromised, is Keneshichas Shual. We don't know what that means, the bite of a fax, but it's obviously something serious and it doesn't have much of a refuah. Vakitzoson, it sting, kakitzas akrov, of a scorpion. Snake bites, the Gemara explains, are more easily curable than akitzas akrov. The akitza of the kpeda v'tam chochum, the kovra ter v'tam chochum, is more chomer. Ulchishoson, lchisha sorov. Lchisha is something that's whispered, it's used in the context of kishif, let's say. Mechashvim have a lchisha, or other practices where they whispered words, as hocus pocus, and it created. Clearly the point over here is neshicha is a full maisa, a bite. Akitza is a sting where where the snake or the akrav doesn't penetrate, it just stings. And lechisha is verbal. And these are three dargis of zehirus and kovet tamid chacham. And a level of maisa, and a level of an akitza, semi-maisa, and a level of dibur. V'chol divreim kigach le'esh. Being around Talmud Chochum is like being around Eish. Rav Lezer says, it's worth it. And at the same time, it should be with the proper kovid roish, and the proper dignity, and the proper ernstkeit. This is the advice of Rebbe Lezer. Remember that Rebbe Lezer, we pointed out before, is like Bechinas Har Sinai. So Rebbe Lezer is bringing down the perspective of being around Talmid Chachamim, and not only being around Talmid Chachamim. Yikvod Chaver Chachov Alech Shachar is an instruction of seeing all Yidden as one with yourself. And that's the Madrega of Har Sinai. The Chelik of Har Sinai is not only Kavod HaTorah, but it's also the Hisachtus with Vayichan Shom Yisrael Kishar Chod B'Lev HaChod. So it goes together. Mishnah Yer Aleph Reb Yeshua Aymer, the second of the great Tanoim, Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua, the Balei Plukta, where Reb Lezer is Teresh B'Chsav and Reb Yeshua is Teresh Baal Peh, he gives us instructions, Mibchino Soy, Ayin Horo, which the Mepharshim say refers to somebody who's not a Samech B'chelkai, and therefore he's always embittered, and he's always reaching farther than what he's capable and what he should be getting, and he always has unfulfilled ambitions and frustrations. He lives in a bitter world. V'yetzahara, a person who has taivis that can't be controlled. Ayin hara is ambitions that can't be fulfilled. Yetzahara is taivis that can't be fulfilled. V'sinas habrias, and he has a natural dislike. People get on his nerves. He's turned off by people. He doesn't have a natural kirva to other people, a natural caring and sensitivity to others. Maitzian es ha'adam min ha'olam. There are a few Mishnayis in Ovis that have this format of Maitzian es ha'adam min ha'olam. The Rambam says Maitzian es ha'olam min ha'olam from which world? It can mean ha'olam haba. First, Nichshol, these three things, by the way, would seem to be keneged gimul chamurois. Avodah Zarah is wanting from the powers things that the Rebbein Shalom is not giving him. He doesn't have a feeling of gratitude and a feeling of completion with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him. So Avodah Zarah, Ayin Hara. Yetzahara, Taivis, is keneged Arayis. Sinas Habriyos is that he doesn't see others. He sees others as always being in his way. Everybody around him is thwarting his wanting to be tops. It's keneged Ritzicha. So Metzias Adam in Olam could be Olam Haba. It could mean also in Olam Hazeh. The Rambam says a person loses his emunah on basic levels when these three forces overpower him. Vinishvi Reb Yeshua is showing us a mindset or pieces of mindset that destroy a person. And obviously in order for a person to live a life that's full of meaning, full of toichen, and full of kirvas Hashem and full of shleimus, a person has to work at his midas. That's the midas hachochom, the shleimus ha'odom, that lies in the madrega of Reb Yeshua.